This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 5, 2018. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that major winter storm that was projected to bring heavy wet snow, intense flooding, and near-endless headaches delivered as promised on Thursday. As we all know, crews worked into and through the night trying to tackle the drifting snow ahead of a frigid weekend in the forecast. More than a foot of snow was reported in areas as an early afternoon high tide inundated streets, stranding cars, flooding out homes, and leading to water rescues. Still, as the storm raged on in mid-afternoon, Salem Public Works Director Dave Knowlton said efforts to keep up with the storm went all right, considering how things played out. He's quoted as saying, "We've had issues that I think everyone up and down the coast are having with the high tide. At the end of the day, it was a barrier city crews had to push through in Salem." He's again quoted as saying, "The flooding had just complicated it a little bit and delayed our ability to respond, but we'll get back on track." It was also the case in Beverly, where Public Services Director Mike Collins said the vast majority of people are doing what we ask. By mid-afternoon, everything was going to plan, but in some cases, the storm had a historic kind of feel. Salem meteorologist Arthur Francis said the pressure during the storm was so low, he thought his barometer was wrong. He's quoted as saying, "It's the lowest I've seen for so long." As of 3 p.m. yesterday, 11 inches of snow had fallen in Salem, and just before noon, Salem had 6 inches of snow. Francis said he expected totals to be somewhere between 12 and 14 inches. The tide midway into the storm, which the National Weather Service in Boston said was just shy of being the highest ever recorded since 1921, with a change in tide of 14.99 feet. The highest recorded was 15.1 feet back during the blizzard of 1978. Much more on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes a couple of stories in the Gloucester Times: a significant storm surge that sparked home evacuations, high winds that knocked out power to more than 3,600 Cape Ann customers, and intense snow that brought blizzard conditions all dealt harsh hands to area residents on Thursday. Ray Lamont continues, "Those same people can expect high winds and bone-chilling temperatures as they clean up today and Saturday. Gloucester, Rockport, and the Manchester-Essex Regional School Districts have canceled school. Parking bans in all Cape Ann communities remain in effect." He also writes that a man facing a rising tide in his basement apartment was helped to safety and transported to Addison Gilbert Hospital early Thursday afternoon after an intense surge of seawater from the storm socking Cape Ann roared across Western Avenue in Gloucester. Another man, an East Main Street resident, stood in his bathtub to avoid the icy storm surge flooding his apartment while he waited rescue. The surge led police and fire department crews to evacuate a total of a dozen houses on Western Avenue and in the Rocky Neck area. Sean Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times, "In Essex, by late afternoon on Thursday, with a foot of snow on the ground and the causeway and other portions of Main Street flooded, Essex Police Chief Peter Silva knew he was facing the full wrath of nature's new year. The snow, which had become more wet and weighty as the day progressed, would have been challenging enough. The addition of the rising Essex River tides, which peaked at 11:01 a.m., were fueled by 20 to 40 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 50 miles an hour, and gave the town's first responders an unenviable hat trick. It's messy out there," Silva was quoted as saying around 3 p.m. "It's just not good. The roads are bad. The tides are receding now, but there is a crazy amount of water." Silva said he had scheduled extra manpower to deal with the storm, especially with the astronomical high tide that arrived shortly before 1 p.m. as predicted. Much more on these stories in today's Gloucester Times. Planning for the Highland Avenue Road Project in Salem is moving forward. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, a State Department of Transportation committee has given its support to a massive project that will overhaul Route 107 in Salem, including just about the entirety of Highland Avenue. Dustin Luca writes on today's front page of the Salem News that the MassDOT's Project Review Committee told city leaders last month that the region's Route 107 reconstruction project is eligible for federal aid bridge funding, based on an estimated cost of roughly $38 million pulled from initial plans. Now engineers must design the project and get the state to write a check. MassDOT will now begin the project development process for the project, District Highway Director Paul Stedman said in a letter dated December 19th that it should be noted that the Project Review Committee approval is not a commitment of state or federal funding to the project. The letter follows a long-running process that studied the corridor, which many around the Salem consider to be one of the busiest in the city. The work began in 2016, and toward that end of that year saw a 206-page report published that highlighted possible changes that the state could or should or could consider. Some of those changes were harshly opposed. That included a pitch to stop cars from using Highland Avenue to cut through between Marlboro and Swampscott Roads by instead flowing traffic along Traders Way and First Street. City leaders have promised to fight that plan. Still, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll said the project eligibility is good news, really good news. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Alrighty, Bill, thank you, sir. And finally, Ariana McNeil writes in today's Gloucester Times in Rockport, as homes and business owners deal getting rid of the snow, town children will be playing in it Friday, school canceled there. The decision on closing town offices is to be made on Friday. Meanwhile, the parking ban remains in effect through Saturday, January 6th at 6 a.m. No overnight parking is allowed on any town streets in Rockport or roads from midnight through 6 a.m. Streets or roads in Rockport, that is. On Thursday, parking, of course, was at a premium. As high tide neared in the early afternoon, Rockport police and other officials prepared for the rising water. Residents were notified to move cars parked in town lots on T Wharf or along Back Beach. The water did, in fact, surge over both, making it across Beach Street. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ariana McNeil. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.